This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we concluded that superficiality in study leads to slovenliness in behavior. There are no shortcuts to the prosperity and success promised in Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. What does it mean to be prosperous and successful? In our contemporary culture, it means health, wealth, recognition, and the freedom to do anything your heart desires. It could include all or part of that. It also might not include any of that. Listen to Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Inner strength and courage, fearlessness when facing terrorism, confidence when circumstances would normally discourage. Why? Because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. His presence, wherever you go, whatever you face, whoever the opposition, whatever the outcome, spells prosperity and success. I still remember something an old believer in Jamaica said while I was staying in his home during a mission trip as a teenager. He said there was a little girl reciting the 23rd Psalm in a church service. She began, "The Lord is my shepherd. He's all I want." Though she misquoted the verse, she grasped the essence of true prosperity and success. When you are satisfied with the presence of the Lord as your shepherd, you are truly rich and blessed.